Number 11, the Corson County Deer Unit.
Yeah, Madam Chair and Commissioners, again, this is the petition brought forward by Mr. Scadull, and I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. Again, this was a request to take Corson County and split it into two separate units, an east and west, using Highway 65. These are always hard conversations as well to look at it. What's the best way to manage the harvest approach and deer populations? We have county units out there that are divided right now. We've had some in the past that were divided and we took the division away. And a lot of those things have gone back and forth over the years in terms of a management approach. In this particular case, these individuals are talking about in a very local area of some high deer numbers. And you heard the gentleman speak to you about some deer numbers they're experiencing in their immediate area. And I think about that, and it goes back to our challenge of talking about deer populations and deer management. You know, some locations, as Commissioner Spring has said, is the total opposite, right? You're seeing fewer and fewer deer. And then we have some other individuals or landowners come to us and go, that's not what's happening in my area, right? We're seeing larger numbers. So it's always a challenge when it comes to the units and the overall harvest management approach. We did have a lot of conversations internally about this, and again, this is one method. We are working with these individuals from looking at some depredation hunts to try to relieve some of that pressure there. Again, I do want to go back to one of the things that this petition request is asking for is to split a particular unit. What I would share in the conversation also with that, though, there's a lot of other units that I know some of our managers would be interested in talking more with local staff, conservation officers, wildlife damage specialists, and others, and landowners about other units, whether it's in western South Dakota, eastern South Dakota, about should we have splits, should we take some splits away, and why would those be good moves to make. And so I do believe that there is the need for a more comprehensive look when it comes to units. And looking at sizes of units and those things. We've talked about that even in the archery conversations about that has come up. So I do believe that we do have the need as we go through the deer management plan to take a more comprehensive look at our units across the state, but in particular western South Dakota seems to come up more frequently. And we'd like to explore some of those other opportunities that might be some additional management approaches to help those address some local issues versus applying a unit change to fix a couple of local areas versus the whole entire unit or a bigger area. So our recommendation at this time would be to deny this petition and take the opportunity to look at more comprehensive some of these units. So that, Madam Chair, is where we are right now, but we'll turn it back over to you for any further conversations or discussion.
Any questions from the commissioners?
So we're going to be, as Commissioner B, so when we're doing our deer plan, you have some units that you're looking at to maybe change, or this one could be considered at that time?
Through the chair. Commissioner Beast, I have no doubt that we will. I mean, even from this petition, it has spurred some additional conversation about units out there. So I would envision that, yes, units, whether we're talking West River deer, whether we're talking youth deer season, whether we're talking archery, whatever it might be, units is going to be a large part of that conversation as we go through that effort.
Yes, Commissioner Spring.
I know exactly where this petition is coming from. Right now, in our unit, which used to be two, was thrown back together 15 years ago, approximately. I've got calls from depredation on the very south edge of it in the breaks where a lot of people put up a lot of damage. And then the rest of the unit, the mule deer population is in the toilet, the whitetail population is extremely down. And, you know, I can see the place and the time for it. I don't know anything about this unit, but it's something that needs to be discussed when we get into this deer deal.
Yes, sir.
It's definitely some need out there for some of that.
Any other questions or comments? Commissioner Whitmire.
Yeah, Commissioner Whitmire. Yeah, thank you. Just when I look at individuals like this, I think about the walk-in program, you know, and that's been successful in the past. Do we have a specific species-specific walk-in opportunity where someone maybe doesn't want to open up their property from September for grouse, you know, where that might be a little bit of a hesitation for them, and maybe do we have such a thing?
Madam Chair. So Commissioner Whitmire, first and foremost, and something I did mention, I do know that the petitioner here and adjacent landowners, they are good cooperators and they're good landowners because they have land in the walk-in area program as we speak in close proximity to this as well. So they're engaged in some of our programs already. To more fine-tune answer your question, the simple answer is yes, in particular through the check. So if we would have somebody that would want to open it up for whitetail does only, for example, to help address some population levels, we can work with them to enroll a chap. You can talk about how many days a week, how many animals can be harvested, all those things. It'd be a very scalpel approach, if I may, in particular through our chap. Now, the walk-in area, as you know it, is open every day, unlimited, you know, in that approach. But we have other opportunities through the chap that we can work with landowners to be very specific about what they would like to allow or not allow.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, just for things that are, when we look at the deer plan next right. year, that's
available right now with the landowner that would want to work. We have landowners that have a chap enrolled that just is for youth deer hunting, for example. Okay. Yeah.
The recommendation is denial. We need a motion and a second.
Also moved.
Moved by Commissioner Bartling.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Spring. All those in favor of the denial, say aye.
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 Those opposed? All right. Denial is approved.